Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and you're listening to Powerful Partnerships. This blog post is called Every Relationship is Sacred. As human beings, we have a way of seeing the world that is quite unique in its flexibility. We can see ourselves as separate from everything we perceive, or we can see ourselves as part of and connected to everything around us. The existential philosopher Martin Buber called these two relationships I-it and I-thou. When everything we see is an it, we perceive ourselves as separate from our perceptions. Rocks and plants and other people are perceived as its, things that we aren't. They're seen as things that we need to manipulate in our environment to get where we want to go. When I'm running late, everything in my path is an it, slowing me down, thwarting my intention to get where I'm going. In the I-thou relationship, the I doesn't objectify what it sees, but rather experiences relationship with everything and everyone. The I-thou can't be explained. It simply is. Two people in the experience of love, for instance, share the unity of being. There is no subject and object. You can have an I-thou relationship with an inanimate object as well. Sometimes skiers talk about skiing down the mountain and feeling like they're one with the mountain. This is the I-thou relationship. As it turns out, we need both types of relationships to live in the world. We can and do switch back and forth all the time, depending on where we place our consciousness. For me, when everyone and everything is in it, I start to lose my sense of self. I have a hard time seeing myself in people and things around me. Instead, I begin to define myself by what I'm not, using my perceptions and my critical judgments to hold the I-thou experience at bay. You probably notice how polarized and fear-based our politics have become, how easy it is to demonize someone who doesn't believe as we do, and how indifferent we can all be to someone else's situation and point of view if it isn't like ours. One thing I like to tell myself is that every relationship is sacred, that no one and no thing is really an it on my way to getting where I'm going. Every person I meet, each tree that I walk by, has the potential to connect me with myself, to allow me the experience of I-thou, where I see us both as subjects of something much larger than individual perceptions and beliefs. When I hold that none of my encounters are trivial or unimportant, I become more curious as to what I might find in each interaction with another person. I become friendlier, more open, more relaxed and secure, when I experience myself connected to what I see. I can feel myself relinquishing my perceptions and judgments in favor of a sort of childlike wonderment about our relationship, our interconnectedness, our similarities. It's been a wonderful antidote to the fear and egotistical certainty I used to project onto all those it's out there. Your comments, as always, are welcome. I'd love to hear what you think about this blog post or any other. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Jim Goldstein with Powerful Partnerships. So long.